This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. Special thanks go out to our great military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite, plus to our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital ER room workers, border patrol, and 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And all those people working on the Third Watch, especially the truck drivers, and there are tens of thousands of you out there that are listening to us right now on the highways and byways, and we appreciate all the truck drivers that get a hold of us at night and let us know what's going on, tell us about wrecks on the highway and different weather situations and all that. This show is, of course, for you, as well as the warehouse and factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the convenience store clerks, the maintenance, janitorial workers, and all those nighttime mechanics, and the construction workers, too, that are working. And thanks for all you do to keep America rolling along. And don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all kinds of goodies that are over there that you can take advantage and be a part of. All right, here he is, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Time to say the pledge. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, I'm going to start out by thanking the truck drivers because I actually had somebody yesterday send me a message, and they said, how come you spend so much time talking about the weather? Why do you get obsessed with the weather? No, it's the truck drivers that are listening to the program, and their job is contingent on the weather and getting from point A to point B. Tell me I'm wrong.
No, not at all. No, we got a lot of good folks listening to us, I think they really appreciate that you tell them what's going on with the weather. Absolutely.
That's right. And by the way, I found out that today, because we had some pilots that were up where we were at having lunch at the Mission Barbecue, they pay attention to the weather, too, and a lot of those guys fly at night on what's called red-eye flights right over my shoulder right here because we sit in between a couple of runways at Tampa International Airport. And, you know, it's important. Everything that's done is based on that. So anyway, there we go. But I want to start by saying it looks like President Trump, if he does close the Mexican border, he will keep it open to the truck traffic because of the commerce, $3.8 billion a year going back and forth across that border.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain. And, of course, the president has been talking about the idea of shutting down the border because of the overwhelming issues, obviously, not just the threat of new caravans, but just of so many people trying to come across or ask for asylum, and all of this is overwhelming the system. But, of course, also, Captain, the president has been talking with U.S. automakers. He's been talking with the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, we understand, and they have been telling him about the extremely negative effects that if commerce was closed across the U.S.-Mexico border.
It would shut down the auto industry because of all the just-in-time auto parts that are still made in Mexico that come back to the United States to be assembled here in the United States. It would shut down the auto industry.
Exactly right. And I actually think, though, Captain, that this kind of development in what the president's been talking about because of the wall issue and all these kinds of things, this actually shows that the president is not trying to ruin relations with Mexico. He's not trying to create an adverse situation for the Mexican government, nor for the workers in the United States and the companies in the United States. This is purely about illegal immigration of people coming across the border who aren't supposed to be coming across the border for whatever reason, and that's where the laser beam focus should be. The common ground is that we have good commercial relations with Mexico.
Well, Mexican officials are actually taking some big steps to try to apprehend more U.S.-bound immigrants crossing their country, because there are certain pieces of paper and documentation they have to have with them to move around in Mexico. And if they don't have that, then they are, in fact, illegal in Mexico, and that's where that should stop. They should not be allowed to go any further. So Mexico is going to start enforcing their laws to a more stringent degree, because, as you well know, it's very easy in some cases to bribe a Mexican law official. And, of course, in other cases, you've got the cartels that want the movement of people, because to them, they look at those people as being mules, to where they can use them as diversions to just load up their drugs and send them in on a different crossing where the border patrol is going after these 300 and 400 groups trying to sneak in, 500, 600, whatever the number is. Then all of a sudden they sneak their drugs in at another place where they aren't even looked at.
Well, exactly. And again, you know, this again shows that the commonality of our mutual benefit is at stake here. And that's what President Trump, I believe, can get out of this whole situation.
Now, before we close up shop here on the immigration thing, I'm just going to tell you that I'm going to take a wait and see approach on the border. And as I said yesterday, and I took a very strong position about this, even got into a discussion with Ron Edwards about it, and our guest, and Ron Edwards, who you also know, mm-hmm. he said, "Oh no, shut it down, stop everything. They can live for a while, the truckers, without having this." No, they can't. If you don't understand what a $2,000 or $3,000 a month truck payment is, all you got to do is miss a couple of loads, and all of a sudden you're behind 1 month, and you get behind 2 months. That's the magic number for, well, you know, you better get caught up, and you never really get caught up when you get behind, and all of a sudden you wind up losing your truck and you're out of business. So we don't want to see that happen. So hold that thought. And by the way, folks, here's one for you. The Virginia governor who supported infanticide signed a bill yesterday to make animal cruelty a felony. Talk about having your priorities upside down and backwards. Okay, Kathy, tell everybody how to hear us.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead with peace of mind. Escaperightnow.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe.
If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
And but I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
This is Frank Salvato from the Underground USA podcast and the New Media Journal. Stay up and stay informed by listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Matt Bruce, live 2 a.m. to 6 a.m., Monday through Saturday.
All righty, that's Frank Salvato, and he's our Monday and Friday guest. This portion of the program is brought to you by a brand new social media website that could be the next Facebook without all the problems that they're having at Facebook. It's called Hub.life. Hub.life. Now, you know, social media companies are enormous, and many of them got way too much power. They block, they ban, they silence people who stand up for innocent life, love God, support freedom, and believe in American values. But Hub.life, the newest alternative in social media, gives its members the ability to once again express their belief in freedom and basic decency. So stop being silenced. Quit waiting to get out of jail and join people from all over the world at Hub.life. It's free to join and never a crime to express your beliefs. That's Hub.life. Hub.life. And you'll find that I'm over there too, as well as a whole bunch of other people that you know. And Kyle Warren even went over there the other day, didn't you?
I sure did. Yeah, I've got an account there now, so people can find me there, absolutely.
And it's all free.
Yes, it is.
Yep, you can go over there, and as long as you're smart and sensible, no problem. All right, here we go with the Democrats that are out there starting to get subpoena happy, because the Democratic-led House panel, and this would be the Judiciary Committee, I believe, is going to subpoena the ex-White House security chief, as well as others who served on the Mueller team. What say you?
Well, right. Well, again, they're going to continue to make this, you know, the biggest problem ever, and they've decided that, you know, they're not interested in moving on, governing the country in any way. They believe that collusion still exists somewhere in that report. Also, Captain, it seems to me that the Democrats on these committees and the Jerry Nadler's committee in particular, they mm-hmm. want the full Mueller report, which to me says that they want all the information about people that were never charged about anything, and have that information come out so that perhaps these people can be dragged through the mud. I mean, they had nothing to do with collusion or anything like that, but yet they're willing to throw everything out the window. Privacy, mm-hmm. good taste, good form, professionalism, throw it all out the window because they're trying to get Trump.
Did you see the video from 1998 that was posted on a lot of different news sites yesterday and broadcast with Nadler saying that they had to respect the grand jury because that information could not be released? It had to be kept a secret because that's what a grand jury was all about, which was the complete hypocrisy where he's at today. He says, we want it all. We want everything the grand jury talked about. We want it all. Unredacted and all that stuff. It happened. It's not legal.
Well, exactly. And I think that was about the Starr report, I think.
Yeah.
And so this, you know, again, is the next evolutionary step for the Democrat Party into their descent into total chaos and just abandon about anything that has to do with the principles that our country is based on and how we govern ourselves and what the expectations are for things like privacy and grand jury testimony and this kind of thing. But again, it's all bets are off because they truly believe, because I believe that they're scared for number one about Trump, that he's going to win and he's going to win big in 2020.
And he's going to drain the swamp.
And he's continuing, exactly.
Because he's continuing to do it every day.
Exactly right. And so this is a direct threat to their power. They're trying to go out through their media outlets, basically, and try to continue to mold the narrative and get people to think a certain way and this kind of thing. And if you notice, if you go right along with everything, and then everything's fine. But as soon as you say, no, wait a minute, we actually want to make changes in Washington. We want to make changes to the way that business is done in this country, our trade agreements and so forth, putting America first. All these things come under total attack by the far left and by the Democrat Party elite because it literally threatens their power base.
Now, have you heard about this movie that came out, Unplanned, over the weekend?
I've heard a little bit about it.
Okay, well, Unplanned is a pro-life movie, and it received an unexpected surprise over the weekend because basically it had a public relations blackout on it by most of the social media websites, and a lot of the media, television and radio, did not talk about it because this was not popular because it was a pro-life movie. And they finished number four at the box office and took in $6.4 million. Now, this is part of the move that the guy from MyPillow invested money in the movie. I forget his name, Mike something or another.
Mike Lindell.
There you go, Lindell. He invested some money in there. The movie cost him $6 million, so they got all their money back in the first weekend. But it was twice its projected receipts, and in the face of concerted pro-abortion efforts to deter the moviegoers, that actually shocked the hell out of the movie industry.
Well, as it should, because just as the 2016 election shocked so many of the political watchers or the politicians themselves, because there was this movement. And you're right, this movie was essentially blacked out of all the different social media platforms, but yet was still able to get enough of a buzz going and enough people hearing about it, knowing about it, and they come out and they do this. They spend their money to go to the movies. Now, conversely, and I don't have the numbers in front of me, but conversely, a big budget Hollywood movie like Dumbo, which just came out, which would have had, of course, a lot of advertising behind it, a big marketing push, press junkets, all these kinds of things. That is, I understand, again, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but I understand that didn't perform anywhere near where they wanted it to.
Well, I'm not surprised. It's a Disney movie, I believe. But anyway, the other thing that's going on is we talked about the $20,725,000 in the Build That Wall fund.
Right.
Well, the money and the Build the Wall group has actually been going along the border, securing properties from landowners that want the fence that's there to be made into a real deterrent so that they can't just come over the top and sneak across the farmers' open pasture land, grazed land, and all that stuff and be concerned about whether or not they're sneaking into the barns or they're killing some of their cattle or whatever because they need food, they don't have food. There's a lot of movement along the border right now, not just for the U.S. government, but also with the individual group called Build That Wall.
That's right. And again, that's the almost the very definition of grassroots efforts.
It is.
Yeah, and it simply shows that there is a real passion among regular folks throughout the border states and so forth, and also throughout the country, to do something about an actual problem that actually exists. The politicians in Washington, the Democrat Party elite, the far left, for example, they continue to use words or phrases like manufactured crisis because, again, they try to make a narrative. And then again, helped out by many allies in the media, let's say, because again, they want to have a certain thing happen. They're fine, evidently, with the destabilization of our society by having so many people come in who aren't documented, who aren't illegal entrants into the United States, and that's totally fine for them. So they'll continue to vilify anybody who says there is an actual crisis, but this is, again, indicative of what real Americans actually want to have happen. And it's not nefarious, it's not bad, it's not anti-anything, it's about enforcing our
law. Now, the parents that were involved in the college admissions cheating scandal have got another big problem. Did you hear about it?
No, I haven't.
Well, a wide-ranging college admissions cheating scheme which allowed wealthy parents to not only get their kids into sought-after schools, but also to write off the bribes on their taxes as a business expense is going to get them in big trouble having to pay income on that money, number one, and to pay taxes on what they paid on, and the person or people that they paid the money to are also going to have to pay taxes on it and declare it as income.
Well, I guess we call that a double whammy.
And this is what goes around comes around. It came right back and hit him right square in the middle of the head. By the way, have you heard the latest on Joe Biden, who we're going to get into here in the next segment? Have you heard the latest from Pelosi?
Well, I think she said that these issues that have come up are not disqualifying, quote unquote.
Yeah, but she also advised Biden to do something else. She said, pretend you have a cold.
That's right. Yeah, pretend you have a cold. Pretend I have a cold. Pretend you have a cold.
Yep.
That kind of thing. And I think Gloria Steinem was also chimed in and said, just ask permission to hug or something like that.
Yeah. All right. We'll be right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain Matt Bruce, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. A special shout out to our military men and women listening to us all around the globe, as well as our truck drivers, our firemen, our policemen, our EMTs, and everybody working the Third Watch. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
We'll be right back. USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The former head of the White House Security Clearance Office, Carl Klein, says he's willing to cooperate with House investigators after a whistleblower said 25 people who should have been denied clearances got them anyway. That whistleblower, Tricia Newbold, spoke to NBC News.
The protection of national security is not a Democratic issue or a Republican issue. It's an American issue.
The House Oversight Committee had already voted to subpoena Klein, Newbold's former boss. Committee Chair Elijah Cummings.
We want him to come in to explain to us why this 18-year employee said that these folks did not get a clearance, why they got one.
The House deadline has passed for Robert Mueller's report on Russia's election tampering. Democrats are now working on a subpoena to give to Attorney General William Barr to produce it. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FordhamResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny because they haven't chosen to take the first step towards the life they've always dreamed of. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Start small or dream big. Work part-time or full-time. You choose the pace. Just visit startlivingyoung.com. That's startlivingyoung.com. And click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health products company that spent 5 years on the Inc. 5,000 fastest-growing private companies in America list. With over $1 billion a year in sales, they'll provide all the tools you need to thrive and succeed. And you'll be blown away by how little it takes to get started. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab at the top of the page. 2019 will be the year your new life begins. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy. And this portion of the program brought to you by your local Geico agent. Geico spelled G-E-I-C-O. And you know, there's no better time to get a quote from your local Geico agent. You're getting your taxes done. Many of you are about ready to do the last minute filing like half the country does, it seems like. And Geico's been saving money for people for more than 75 years. They're now the second largest personal auto insurer in the country with over 21 million drivers. But they do more than just insure the car or truck that you drive. They also offer coverage for your motorcycle, your ATV, your boat, your RV, and they can even help you with homeowners and renters insurance too through your local Geico insurance agent. So check them out online, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com, or look in your local phone booth and you'll find the telephone number for your local agent right there. All right. Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is back with us. And Joe Hans Biden, not going away anytime soon, right?
No, not at all.
And there's a concerted effort, fair to say, that a bunch of people in the Democratic Party just don't want him in the mix.
I think that's exactly right, because all, you know, a lot of these different polls, not all of them, but a lot of them have shown that Joe Biden clearly would be the front runner if he were to officially announce. Now, we've heard stories that he's talked to donors, potential donors, on telephone calls, and has essentially indicated that he would be running for president, but if there hasn't been an official word. But once that would happen, you got to wonder, Kamala Harris and Cory Booker, Spartacus, and others would be saying to themselves, oh, great, now we have to deal with Joe Biden. So that's right. I think there are a lot of folks in the Democrat Party, especially those in the different candidates, who would not like to have him be in the race.
Well, a Democratic super PAC by Tom Hayden, you heard of him.
Oh, yeah.
Is targeting Joe Biden right now with a bunch of negative ads.
Well, right, and of course, there's only fuel to be added to this fire by these different stories and allegations that are coming out against Joe Biden right now.
Yeah, and the second woman has come out, and this will be just like the Justice Kavanaugh thing, because they'll bring these women out of the woodwork and say, "Look, we don't want Biden in. If you agree with us, you got to make up a story and make it sound good."
Well, right, yeah, and this latest story, basically, the person says that it took place at a rally or some kind of event that had to do with get this, sexual harassment, and so forth. So these stories obviously are very uncomfortable and they're very disturbing. Former Vice President Biden is trying to address them. I don't know that he's addressing it well in the strict sense. So we're gonna have to see kind of how this pans out, and certainly with all the different video compilations that are now circulating on social media, for example, are not helping matters for Joe Biden at all.
Now, is it fair to say that the Republicans are now honing in on Adam Schiff, a little payback going on here?
Well, I think so. I think that, you know, they pretty much threw down the gauntlet by having all nine Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee sign the letter calling for his resignation, because he continues on with this collusion delusion, basically.
Well, he keeps saying that they have all kinds of proof, and there's more proof in the Mueller report that's going to come out that's going to prove what they're saying is correct, this, that, and the other. But he never produced any of the proof that he said he had to begin with. So as far as I'm concerned, he's lying.
Well, he's lying, and he's also he realizes that, again, the big lie strategy seems to be what's being employed here. The idea,
you know, why?
Why is that?
They're trying to change public opinion over a period of time to where they'll be able to bring up this congressional constitutional amendment thing and whiz it through and get it through the states and get it passed. That's what they're trying to do. They are trying to eliminate, amongst other things, the Electoral College and take away a lot of our freedoms.
Well, sure, because let's just say, for as an argument here, as an example, if the Electoral College were to be, quote-unquote, abolished, that would mean that there would be tyranny in the United States of America. And I don't say that lightly, and I'm not pulling any punches with that. This is the end result of trying to get rid of the Electoral College. It's simply that, because they realize that they would be able to dominate every single presidential election from now until the end of time, because you have the big concentrations of people in places like California.
Half a dozen big states would control it all.
Exactly right.
Yep.
And that disenfranchises. And so now, for example, Robert Reich can say all he wants that, well, the Constitution says that states can appoint their electors and apportion them any way they want to, and that's fine. But here's the thing. If you were to disenfranchise literally millions upon millions of Americans, I think that goes...
Yeah, but let me stop you a second. But the states cannot take the national public vote and use that as a basis for what they do with their state electors. It has to be what's done in their own state at the polls.
Right, and this is what this movement is all about. They're trying to do basically just that.
The national public vote.
The national public
vote. So that would mean the local public vote would mean nothing in your state.
Exactly right. And again, that's where the disenfranchisement, I think, comes in. And I think that there would be such an uproar over that, Captain, it would pale in comparison to things that we've seen in the past.
Yeah, but the socialists are all on board with this.
Well, sure, because again...
Oh, socialism is so wonderful, it's so good, we get everything for free.
Well, Exactly. Until they, what we find out is that it would wind up just like Venezuela. It would wind up exactly like the Soviet Union. Remember, they were the Union of Soviet Socialist Republics.
Yeah, I do.
They called themselves. But of course, they were also known as communists. But
and how about China?
And China the same way.
You know what China's doing lately with the Christians? They are chastising them like there's no beginning.
Well, that's exactly right. It's a very, very concerning thing. You know, the church in America, you know, most fortunately doesn't endure any kind of anything near what the church in China does. It's an underground church, basically.
They're quashing him, literally. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, then we have people like Cummings, Congressman Cummings, who is talking about subpoenaing everybody under the roof. And you got Ocasio-Cortez, Octi-Cortez, who's arguing with Liz Cheney over whether or not we're going to go this way or that way. You got the governor of Washington State, who was testifying in Washington, in D.C. yesterday about climate change is a we've got 12 years. He did all that crap, too. And then, of course, the Mueller report. I mean, does it stop? Does it stop?
Well, I think the unfortunate answer to that in the near term is no. I think that they're turning up the heat as best they can. They want to go for these sensationalistic things that, like you said, the world's going to end in 12 years or we're going to turn the corner so badly. You know, and if you notice, no Democrats, at least that I know of, are proposing any actual kinds of solutions to anything. Sure, they want to take away your car. They want to take away anything having to do with how we live our life in the United States and how we do business. They're absolutely ready to restrict you, but they're never really ready to empower you or let loose the technology.
And then Kirsten Gillibrand is out there chastising a president on Puerto Rico and the comments he made there in Puerto Rico, where they were actually selling aid that was there at the port, things they had in the port. The politicians were selling it to people on the black market, and that is in itself against the law. And she seemed to conveniently forget about that stuff. And by the way, the truck strike where the drivers took their trucks at home and they couldn't get them back to the port. Why? Because trees were down, wires were down, there was no way to get them back in.
Well, exactly. And again, they seize upon anything they can in order to try to simply blame Trump and all these things, but they can never really point to anything that Trump has done to be a Nazi or put people in concentration camps or you know, do the kinds of things that you would expect if you hear these kinds of terms, or to restrict people's freedoms. And
one last thing before we have to go here, because we're coming up on the break here. Eric Holder, did you hear him yesterday talk about the fact he wanted the Trump administration, he wants clear, full transparency, just like the Obama administration did. Are you kidding me?
Well, we'll believe transparency about the Obama administration when we find out all about these FISA court documents and subpoenas and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah, and the guns that went over the border, and a couple of our border agents got killed and all that stuff, that they shut everything down and said, oh, you can't know about this. We weren't running any guns. Oh, no. Yeah, they were. But anyway, here comes the music. Tell us how to hear your show. And tonight you'll have the night off because Kyle, Wayne Allen Root will be in. Go ahead.
Sounds good. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
All right, we'll talk to you Thursday.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, everybody, and he'll be back taking the night off tomorrow night because Wayne Allen Root's going to come on and keep everybody informed. Now, I will be right back with our first Truckers Highway and Byway report for the keeping the highway rolling, keeping the trucks moving with their goods. Don't go anywhere. I'll be right back with more.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Gold is a better way. Imagine doing business with a company that seeks to add massive value before asking for your business. My name's Adam Baratta. I'm the co-owner of Advantage Gold and the author of the national best-selling book, Gold is a Better Way. The book may not be for you, but the tens of thousands who've read it have been blown away to learn why gold is set to soar to over $10,000. We're so confident this book will change the way you think about investing, we've purchased 1,000 copies from the publisher and are giving them to serious investors. If you have an IRA or 401k with over $100,000, we'd like to send you your copy. Just text the word bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. You can buy it on Amazon, go to Barnes & Noble, or text bestseller and get it for free. Text bestseller to 49776. That's bestseller to 49776. We promise to add massive value before ever asking for your business. Gold is a better way. Text bestseller to 49776.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
I'm Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine, and you're listening to the Captain's America.
Cups of coffee, 500 cigarettes, 1,000 miles of highway, and I ain't forgot her yet, but I'll keep on moving. I keep moving down the line. There ain't nothing in my mirror, just a cloud of dust and smoke. What do you expect when some old trucker's heart gets broke? Yeah, truckers' hearts get broke. But them big wheels of rubber gonna rubber off of my mind. Well, I'm a highway junkie and I need that old white ride.
All right, that's the Highway Junkie starting out this edition of our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by Moss Family Automotive, one of America's premier automobile dealers. And by the way, four words that make them different than anybody else: you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, active or retired, and all 911 dispatchers too get preferred pricing on their cars and trucks, their brand new vehicles, where you save thousands of dollars. They're the only dealer that does it 24/7, 365 that I know of anywhere in the country. Got to say hello to Catwoman and Road Dog. They're on their way from Arkansas down back down to Laredo. And Trucker Mark is headed over to Utah from California. He sent me a picture from up on top of Donner. Looked like he was going through a snow tunnel. But they've had a lot of snow up on top of the Rockies over the past several weeks, and it sure as heck looked like it. And to everybody else that's out there, let's talk about the East Coast first, because the impressive cyclone off the East Coast of the United States is going to bypass the Northeast, thank God, because this thing had hurricane-force winds in it, 75 miles an hour and up. And those winds are about 100 miles offshore right now. There will still be a high surf, and while it heads towards the Canadian Maritimes, they can expect some hazards for the northeast part of the country, including some locally heavy precipitation along the seaboard right there, gusty winds, and an elevated fire weather threat, which is going to be out west in the El Paso area, all along I-10 in New Mexico and around Rio Doso in the mountains of New Mexico there, too, east of I-25. Now, also, a western storm is going to emerge into the plains. Now, we've been watching this weather that's been coming in, and you've got rain across central Idaho. You've got some snow tonight in Wyoming, just up above the Colorado line, right there when you come in between Cheyenne and Laramie on I-25. You still have some snow in the higher elevations along the Nevada state line in California. And you got some rain still continuing up in northern Minnesota on down to about Moorhead, and from Minot, North Dakota, on down to Fargo. Other than that, there's a frost warning tonight for sections of South Carolina and North Carolina, central part of the state. You got high winds associated with this cyclone go up all the way halfway across Pennsylvania, up in upstate New York, and all across New England. So that's about it for the weather. That's about it for the weather. Now, there will be some severe thunderstorms and locally heavy rain from Oklahoma and the Texas line over into the lower Mississippi Valley through Thursday as this system moves across. And there could also be some tornadoes mixed up in this, too. So I want you to keep in mind that the Highway and Byway Truckers Report is brought to you by Moss Family Automotive. Now, I'm driving a country Cadillac. It's a Moss Nissan Titan. It's one of the 4x4s. It's not one of the ones that's jacked up in the air. It's a City Slickers 4x4, which is a lower profile 4x4, but it's got the 390 horsepower engine in it, and it gets down the road, and it's a really nice truck. So, you know, take a look at those Nissan Titans. They're a really good truck. Or the Chevrolet Silverados. They got both at Moss Family Automotive, because the Chevy dealer that they have in Tampa and the two Nissan dealerships, one in Crystal River and the other one in Newport Richey. Now, we're going to go to the telephone lines, because on the telephone line, we've got Dan the Man. So what's on your mind?
Hey, one of the things I want to make a prediction on between now, April 3rd, and sometime around the holidays, you'll see 3 to 5 of the Democrat presidential candidates denounce the Constitution.
Well, they've already done that.
Oh,
they want to change
like
it.
They're not changing it. They're just going to do away with it.
Okay.
All right. And the rationale is going to be, it was written in the 18th century by slave-owning white men.
I've heard that.
It's going to be big.
Well, they've already been doing it to a smaller degree. They've already been doing it.
Yeah, well, especially on the Electoral College, you know, fine. But, you know, I don't think that'll ever change. You'll never have that number of, you know, you'll never have the states to do it. too time consuming. But it's just, you might as well take the Constitution out of where it's at now and just rip it up and throw it in the trash can.
That's not going to happen either.
No, it's not, but they're going to campaign on that. And I think the thing is, what's going to really turn heads is how many Americans believe it.
They're playing the long game here. They're willing to wait years to get this done. And they believe will. And they believe they will.
I they used to laugh at George McGovern in 1972. But who implemented his tax policy his first year in office? George W. Bush. You know, give every American $1,000. And people laughed at that in 1972, and Bush did it.
Well, I don't think it was 1,000. It was 500, wasn't it?
Well, basically what they
did. Or 250 or something like that. 250.
I remember I got more than that.
I got 250, I think. Because my wife had died.
But still, you know, you just got your tax refund earlier. You didn't get any tax refund, you know, down the road that year, but.
No, but I believe I got a $250 check.
I don't know. I can look it up. I'm an economics professor. I should know that.
Yeah, you should have gotten double that if there was two of you in the household.
There was four at the time. Five at the time.
Well, then maybe you got $250 per person.
Yeah, I think we got $1,000 that year.
Okay.
But anyway, you know, I think they're looking at the long game, and it's scary. You know, because one day the Republicans will slip up, and they're going to be and the Democrats are going to be in control of everything. Second, I'm not a Biden fan, never have been. He's been in politics since 1972. He probably should have went home years ago, but it's the only thing he knows, and apparently he's good at it.
Yep.
And this has never come up before until now.
Yeah, I know.
This is Judge Moore. This is Kavanaugh. They dig these people out, and all these women are political, so they're going to reap some kind of political reward on whoever is putting them up, and somebody is paying them to do this.
Well, one of them is related to the Smollett case.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, one of the things I liked about Biden was he was kind of a family man.
You know,
he didn't live in Washington. He went back and forth to Delaware.
I remember when his wife was killed.
Yeah. And this makes no sense. I don't think the old generation of Democrats can make the jump to the new era, the new generation of Democrats. They're getting killed on this. And if you're a white male, I don't think you're going anywhere. That Beto O'Rourke, how he can, some of the stuff comes out of his mouth, you want to say, have you looked in a mirror?
Yeah.
You know, I don't understand the mentality that they're going through, but the whole destruction of the Constitution, the whole destruction of American society, I think that's the thing we should really worry about.
Yeah.
Because once they're in.
Well, that's why I keep talking about it, because they are playing a long game. This is what they want to do, and they're trying to, you know, one person at a time, one here, one there. They're doing the long game thing because they believe in the long run, they will have control. They will be able to fundamentally transform America into what they want, which is a socialist state. And I'm telling you, it's not going to happen on my watch.
Well, you know, I deal with young people every day, college-age people, and their attitudes towards things. It even scares the old traditional 60s liberals.
It's changed.
Yes. It's became in-your-face, very militant, very destructive, harsh. I mean, there's, you know, what you're seeing with the full-term abortion is pretty much their attitude for everything that was America's.
Well, here comes the music, Dan, so I got to let you go. So another interesting phone call.
Okay, Captain, I will talk to you later on in the week.
All right, thank you very much. And that's Dan DeMann, Lafayette, Indiana, and he is up there. He works at a college, and he's up there, and I believe it's Purdue University, if I'm not wrong. But he listens to what the kids have to say, and away they go. All righty, we'll be right back with more with Ms. Rosemary, the prayer intercessor. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, all across the United States of America. Be right back. Don't.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate, fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.